Michael Show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. It's the second hour of tonight's program, the live Sunday edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we're glad that you've joined us tonight. 855-450-3733 is the number where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. We have been talking about a specific issue right now, though, with Bill in Virginia. He's a farmer, and he wanted to talk to us about genetically modified seeds. And let's bring Bill back on the line. Bill, are you still with us?
Stephanie?
Yep. Okay. Thanks for holding. I think Mark has some questions for you, but I want to ask you, I'm kind of curious. I mean, you have a positive opinion of Monsanto. You use their products. A lot of people don't like them, and as I understand it, you're upset because, you know, you think people are ignorant about the real issues and the science behind this. But I'm just curious, like, if your customers were demanding to have GM-free seeds or, you know, non-genetically modified crops, would you switch to growing those instead, or would you not?
If that was where my market was, I would, of course. I would cater to whoever my customer was and who was, providing me my income.
Mm-hmm. So do you think the growing the genetically modified seeds as you are currently is serving market demand as you see it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's very, very, very few farmers, who don't very much appreciate Monsanto research and Monsanto seed.
Sure.
I believe that's true. And I think Monsanto really does, in a lot of ways, serve the farmers that contract with them. I guess, you know, one of my concerns is that the Internet is rife with stories of small farmers who have dealt with Monsanto, whether they've signed a contract or not, and basically been driven out of business as a result.
We brought some of them up during the break. I mean, individual stories, lists of them.
How many results from Google?
155,000 if you Google, like, Monsanto sues small farmers.
Go ahead and check out those results.
They even have something on their own website. I just pulled up the Monsanto website, Monsanto.com, and there's a header that says, "Why does Monsanto sue farmers who save seeds?" And then they explain, you know, they try to go through the, well, you know, when farmers purchase a patented seed variety, they sign an agreement that they will not save and replant the seeds produced from the seed they buy. So, I mean,
that's their agreement.
I don't really have much of an issue with it if they sign an agreement, but
and they're clear on the agreement they've signed.
Yeah, but the people, it seems like there are people who are getting sued by them who never signed an agreement with them, and it's just basically that I read this story here. Let me just read this real quick. This is from CBSNews.com. It's a story of a couple who had a 900-acre farm, so a small farm in Indiana, almost lost it all over a seed they never planted. The Runyons charge biotech giant Monsanto sent investigators to their home unannounced, demanded years of farming records, and later threatened to sue them for patent infringement. The Runyons say an anonymous tip led Monsanto to suspect that genetically modified soybeans were growing on their property. And that's a story. I know this is just one story of one farm, but I have to say that I've heard that more than once, actually many times. So if they never signed an agreement with Monsanto, then I'd feel concerned about the use of IP. That really seems like an abuse of power. What do you think about that, Bill?
I think that it's like most things, that people want to vilify a large company simply because they're a large company, a large corporation. I am not, in support of anything other than who provides me with the best product that I can possibly get to produce the best product that I can possibly produce. And that, hands down, is Monsanto.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Now, I guess California is looking at creating a law that would require labeling for genetically modified organisms, and that's really all they're proposing, is that it would just be a label so the customers could decide whether or not they wanted genetically modified organisms as their food or not. You seemed upset about people's ignorance in the area of GMOs. Do you think that this is a problem?
Well, I think that people have every right to buy whatever they want to buy. And I think by the same token, I think as a farmer and the rest of the farmers out here have every right to be able to buy seed from and the type of seed that they want to plant.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you, Bill.
That they have whatever rights they want to do as far as dealing with folks in that way. And I think that when it comes to GMO foods, it's one of the problems of the internet. We went in one short decade from, or maybe it's a little longer than that, but not much more than a decade at this point, from knowing little to knowing so much we can't make a decision. And if you look at too many, there's too many items out there where you can go and you can look on the internet for information. If you type in genetically modified seeds, you will get so much information that you can't possibly look at it all inside of a week.
Yeah, it's hard.
And then once you have read all of that information, you will then not be able to make a determination between what you've read because there will be so many, I'm using quote marks here, facts presented to you. That you can't make a decision.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, I don't know when it comes to genetically modified seeds, whether they grow food that is this Franken food that's going to eat me from the inside out, or whether or not it's just a better way to make corn. I don't know. As an ignorant consumer out there who's looking to buy stuff, I don't know that. Now, I do some, I'm a micro farmer. We have a large garden at my house, and obviously we don't want plants where you can't, you know, harvest seeds and stuff like that. We want to harvest our own seeds. We want to plant the seeds from the plants again and that kind of thing. So we use heritage seeds there. I'm not doing that because...
Absolutely. That's a good convenience, and it also will produce a better crop the next year because it becomes suited to the soil and the climate that it was grown in.
I didn't even know that.
When you say that seed.
I wouldn't even know that.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, and one thing I want to say positive about, you know, genetic modification of foods, are you familiar with the, what is it called, the golden rice bill? There was some company that made a rice plant that makes actually vitamin A because there are a lot of populations where they can grow rice, but their diet is like low in vitamin A. So it's to prevent basically vitamin deficiency. So, I mean, that sounds like a cool technological advance to me. Although I have heard a lot of other people who are very concerned, you know, that pesticide resistance genes are contributing to like a huge overuse of pesticides, like the Roundup Ready soybeans where, you know, you spray the whole field and the soybeans are resistant. But then the pesticide actually will run into rivers and stuff. And so that seems like a legitimate concern.
Roundup's not a pesticide.
It's an herbicide.
And the use
of
Roundup
that are resistant to pesticides. Yeah.
The use of Roundup resistant seed is a great environmental benefit because of I have to do much less cultivation on those seeds because I can spray the Roundup and therefore I have less erosion. And therefore, you know, I have a lot less runoff into the streams. I have a lot less contamination into any creeks that are feeding into the rivers that are feeding into the bay down here.
Okay.
So
explain to me why
there's less erosion from spraying. Where's the less erosion come from?
Well, if when you can't spray to control weeds, you have to till. To control weeds,
Okay.
Anytime you disturb the soil, you're going to have more erosion.
It's fluffier, and the rain can wash it away easier.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the organic proponents out there will say, and I get it from all sides here, Bill. Believe me, I get it from all sides.
We're going to get emails.
One of the things that the organic proponents will say is that, look, organic foods can produce at the same level that these GMOs can, that they can be just as bountiful and produce just as much.
You see, the problem with that, Mark, is that if I could do that, that's what anybody would do because it would be cheaper. But it's not the way it is. It's just because you want it to be that way, it's not the way it is.
I hear you, Bill. Thanks for the call tonight. We got other callers. We got to move on. This has been interesting. It's Free Talk Live. Tell us about genetically modified foods. 855-453.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition here with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we welcome you to the show. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Though the phones are loaded up with people who want to talk about genetically modified foods and other things that we've been discussing tonight, Mark. So, you can call about anything, but we don't guarantee to get you on quickly if there's a lot of other callers too.
I want to tell you about a great news site. If you're interested in bitcoins, I'm very interested in bitcoins. They're an internet currency that allow you to send and receive money without any fees. Check out blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. They also have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. Thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never even has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you are sending or receiving. With a blockchain wallet, you could even send bitcoins via email or to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. So they don't need to have a Bitcoin wallet in order to receive bitcoins from you. And they offer all this for free. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Very cool.
Yep, it's a great service.
Really excited about bitcoins. All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to talk with David in Montana. David, you with us?
Yes, howdy. Hey, what wasn't addressed was the problem is with the Monsanto crops. If their pollen blows over onto another guy's farm that ain't growing Monsanto crops, the pollen turns his crops into the GMO, then they come over and say, you got
patent infringement. Yeah.
And
they steal
your crop from you, man. I think if they're going to grow that stuff, they're responsible to keep their own pollen on their own land.
Yeah, I don't see how anybody...
If they should put up something that stops the pollen. Because, look, if there's a prevailing wind, they could go around to every farmer, go on the side that the pollen blows onto their property, take it over, boom, they're...
And according to the, some of the stories we've read on the internet, the horror stories of this, that is a very real concern for some people. So,
yeah,
I mean, it almost kind of forces
people's heirloom seeds. You know, a farmer up in Canada was growing his own wheat or something like that, and his grandfather, he was using seeds of his great grandfather, you know, from his own, you know, seeds and everything. And then Monsanto stuff blew on his crop, and they came and stole his crop.
Yeah, I've heard many.
And one crop could put farmer out of business.
Yeah. I've heard the stories, and I don't know how often it happens. I don't know if it's happening every day or every week or every month. I don't have any idea.
It's been happening a long time. I remember this. Yeah. It goes back 8 years ago, you know, that the Canadian farmer got nailed.
Yeah, David,
thanks
for the...
And GMO-fed corn, fed mouse, dies.
Well,
just
about
humans,
everybody who's eating corn all over the world is eating a genetically modified form
of... There is hardly any... I think blue corn is the only non-GMO corn now.
Yeah.
Right.
David, thanks for your thoughts tonight and your call. Appreciate that.
All mice, not yet dead, will be dead at some point.
Yeah, and mice aren't humans. I mean, that's another important point to remember. But I have to say, you know, I was thinking about this during the break, like kind of reflecting on Bill's call. And honestly, I don't eat, whether it's genetically modified or not, I don't eat corn, soy, or wheat anyway. I mean, you could make the argument that not only are those the most subsidized crops by the government, they're also the most commonly genetically modified. Modified. I can talk sometimes. but I don't think that, you know, there are some good arguments that those crops are not really meant for human consumption. You know, that humans are not meant to eat a diet that's mostly based off of grains when we have this hunter-gatherer history that we've evolved based on.
This primal diet, this paleo diet that you're on.
And the huge incidence of gluten intolerance and stuff like that. I mean, the idea that whole grains are so-called healthy is kind of being eroded very quickly nowadays. But, you know, let's take some more phone calls. I want to find out what some other people think. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, are you with us?
Yes. I'm raised on a family farm, and I'm really confused on Bill's part because I think there's a big difference between what he's talking about and where everybody gets confused. There's something called agriculture, which that's what people used to do when they farmed. And then there's something now called agribusiness that's subsidized by the government, which you were just touching on. And I'll say it straight up. We've been affected as a family farm by this Monsanto beast. They don't like competition. And I'll keep it straight and simple. Here's exactly what's happening to everybody. And I know it's personally happened to somebody in our family. What happens is somebody right next to it. The fields right next to each other, by the way, in case you don't know. You can have one field of GMO crop and another field where somebody's been saving their seeds for, you know, a generation of seeds for 100 years, you know, or 20 years. That's their own variety of corn.
Yeah.
And just like the previous caller says, the pollen blows into the other field. And then what Monsanto does, they're such a beast. They'll send somebody out to go check the corn where the farmer has been saving his seeds. And the reason why this is such a, well, this is what everybody misses. You can plant one seed of corn and get an average of 800 seeds the next year from that one seed. And that's where the only true wealth comes from when you're farming. The only true wealth comes straight from the ground. If I didn't learn anything when I was a kid, when I grew up on a farm, I learned that right there.
Now,
so Monsanto realizes this, and they don't like competition. And competition is somebody using their seed that's not patented by them.
But,
and here's what people don't understand.
Wait a second. I have friends that are farmers that use Monsanto seeds, and I was talking to Bill there, and obviously these guys are making a decent living by selling the Monsanto seeds. There's got to be a benefit to these things, otherwise people wouldn't be signing the contracts.
I'm not saying there's not a great benefit. There's a huge benefit.
Okay.
The Monsanto seeds will produce a heavier yield. You'll get more bushels to the acre with a Monsanto seed. I'm not arguing that fact.
Okay.
It's a huge difference between the two.
I just want to be intellectually honest.
What about the farmer that doesn't
want
to participate in the system and spray their crops with this glyphosate, which is what that glyphosate is? That corn that they're planting, Monsanto produces a genetically modified corn. They impregnate the DNA with this glyphosate resistant gene, and they spray this corn, and then when the cows eat it, it goes into their gut. If you were to feed a cow from its beginning of its life to the end, it would be sick and dying. The only reason why they don't do that, they fatten up the cows about the last couple of months to fatten them up to send them to the slaughterhouse with this GMO corn. They couldn't do it their whole lifespan. It would kill them. And I know this to be a fact.
Well,
so, you know, Bill didn't touch all this stuff, and I know this.
Is that,
I grew
Mike,
up
is,
on a
can
cow,
I just,
you know, we raise cows and
just
corn.
Just to clarify, Mike, would the cows die because of the amount of pesticide that's in the corn or because of the genes that are causing the pesticide
or because
resistance?
It's corn. I mean, cows don't eat corn.
Well, that's
cows
another thing.
Were never meant to eat that much corn and much less that much genetically modified corn with pesticide glyphosate on it. And that's the biggest problem. Their gut starts producing this pesticide inside of it. If you think about it, cows were supposed to graze grass and green stuff. They were never supposed to be released in fields of corn. And instead of them being released in a field of corn, which they'd have to work for the corn, they actually get force-fed this stuff, I call it Frankenfood.
Thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate what he's saying. I mean, I can empathize with that a lot. Cows are not really meant to eat corn, and it causes all kinds of problems, whether it's GM corn, which may have its own problems, or conventional corn.
Some of these claims need to be checked. I can't check them.
Sure, but it's important to listen to our listeners, too. So 855-450-FREE, if you have something to say on this issue, it's Free Talk Live.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. This is the Live Sunday Night Edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE to get your thoughts in about, well, we've been talking about genetically modified foods, but you can really bring up anything that's on your mind. And Mark?
Yes. Oh, you want to talk about BitInstant.com.
Yeah, I do. You asked me last week if I had used BitInstant. And I hadn't used it last week, but I did use it this week.
Oh, really? What was your experience like? BitInstant.com is a way for you to get bitcoins. So.
Yep, I was really happy with it. I used it online through Dwolla.
So you go and you go to BitInstant.com, you get some kind of deposit number, and then you make a deposit at a local bank. Or did you use a bank?
I didn't. I used Dwolla, which is an online banking service.
Okay, so you transferred money into Dwolla somehow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I transferred that to BitInstant, and it was great. They have a large number of options that you can do. So there's lots of different ways to use BitInstant.
And lots of different fee levels to each one of those ways. So you should check that out before you use it.
Yeah, but their fees are definitely way less. I mean, of course, they have to charge a small fee for something, but they're way less than, for instance, a credit card or PayPal. Yep.
Nothing's free in this world, and it costs money to transfer from one currency to another.
Yes.
The lower the BitInstant can get it, the better it'll be. But at this point, they're highly competitive. And by that, I think that they're probably the lowest way to do it, or at least the lowest easy way to do it. There may be an easier way out there. Mm-hmm. If you want to get Bitcoins, you can do it with BitInstant.com. There's more than 750,000 locations worldwide, and it makes it easy. So BitInstant.com.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. On the AMP line, we've got Aaron in Manchester, New Hampshire. Aaron, are you with us?
Yeah, good evening, Stephanie and Mark. I wanted to make a quick mention about the split speed limits, and at least there are three reasons that California justifies for continuing to have them. And you mentioned the first one, which is fuel economy. You don't burn up as much fuel doing 55 as you do doing 70.
And is that true, or is that just a truism or a myth? I don't know.
You'll save some.
Okay.
My truck gets about half a mile per gallon better.
Okay.
And when you do 3,000 miles a week, that adds up pretty quick.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is one of those things where it's, you know, it's difficult to know because obviously you use, it costs more fuel to go faster, but you also go faster and you get to wherever you're going
right.
more quickly. So the question is you know, you spent more fuel to get there, but what is it over the long term? And, you know, I do think that you save a little bit of fuel by going, you know, more slowly, but that's actually a transmission issue more than anything. If they can make these, you know, gears so that the vehicle's geared to go quickly enough, that's really an issue of the transmission. And vehicles don't seem to be, you know, geared in order to go this quickly.
Hmm. So, Aaron, just to clarify, are you a professional truck driver?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
And I would say that what you lose in productivity from going slower is almost always greater than what you save in fuel savings. Because you are less productive.
Yeah, and you get paid by the hour, you know, no matter what. Or you get paid by the trip, so therefore by going more slowly, you put more hours into the trip, right?
Exactly. I get paid by the mile.
So if you save a half a gallon of fuel, that's $2.50, but you spent another hour on the road, that's, you know, $10 or whatever, $20, $30 an hour, whatever it is that you're worth, then, you know, it doesn't equal out.
Exactly. And then the second reason for the split speed limits that they say is safety, because a truck going 55 can stop in a shorter distance to their truck doing 70.
Yep.
The problem with that is you now have trucks doing 55 and cars doing 70, and the car drivers are, well, stupid.
It's, you know, it's one of those things is people don't know what it's like to be in the truck, and the split speed limit makes the trucks these impediments on the road. It forces
exactly.
them to be impediments.
It creates a culture of contempt with the car drivers. They are contemptuous of trucks, and they do incredibly stupid things around them because of it.
Yep.
And then the third reason, and this is actually probably the best justification for it, in my opinion, is a truck doing 70 miles an hour causes far more road damage than a truck doing 55. 80,000 pounds bouncing along at 70 causes far more destruction to the infrastructure. And that's I think that's the best argument for it. I don't think that the others really hold weight, but I personally disagree with the split speed limits. I think it should be the same for both.
Yeah,
I think it's dangerous to have split speed limits. You know, I agree with you that trucks do more damage going more quickly. I think that that's probably an issue of innovation and that the people that build roads need to build roads so that trucks can go 70 or 80 miles an hour on them like cars do. But I think that it's the most dangerous thing that they can do. Whatever savings there is in tax dollars is cost in human lives and productivity. When you put these 55 mile an hour, you know, giant rolling homes out there on the freeway, and then people are trying to go 80 or 85 around them.
Yep. Well, that's all I had to say. So
thanks, Aaron.
All right, Aaron. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, it's kind of interesting with the whole split speed limit thing and trucking. I mean, I wonder what would happen if the Google technology was basically allowed to be extended to trucks and implemented. I mean, all those truckers...
The Google technology, the
self-driving car.
Self-driving cars. And I think we're just a few years out on this thing getting going, you know. I mean, at this point, legislators are actually trying to make it possible for people to, you know, test these things. Google has tested it for years at this point. There's never been an accident at which the Google self-driving car was at fault. And
right.
There's other people coming into the market competing in this area. So you really have to ask yourself, I never even considered this in the area of trucks, Stephanie, and I'm glad you brought it up, but I was just thinking about it. What would it be like to commute to work when, you know, you could take a nap or
you
can talk to your family or you could
have a meeting. You could do your work in the car.
You could do whatever you want that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really does, you know, it's really quite interesting, but this is further interesting because trucks essentially would just need to be manned in the sense that, you know, somebody kind of keeps an eye on them.
Right
now, the Google, there's a driver sitting in the driver's seat. They just don't touch the steering wheel or the pedals,
mm-hmm.
and the car drives itself. You know, and once these things have had a chance to be tested and see the safety and they can work together and that kind of thing, trucks will be I mean, that much more efficient at getting things from one place to the other, because currently drivers are only allowed to drive 10 hours out of the day,
mm-hmm.
and that means that 14 hours out of the day, a professional driver, and this is a person who's highly trained and willing to give up their life to be a long-haul truck driver, and as far as I'm concerned, America's great heroes,
Thank you for your service.
That's right. these guys, they're taking off the road 14 hours out of the day. With these Google things, they'd be able to sit there, they'd be able to man them. Maybe it wouldn't be as skilled of a job. I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe their skills would come into play in other ways. I don't know the answer to that. And even further, things would get from one place to another more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And
they'd be cheaper.
Time is money.
Yep.
And so it's going to be less costly. And think about this for a second, Stephanie. Mobile homes, RVs, driving around in just like a slow circle someplace where they don't have to pay
property taxes. Interesting. Yay. I really like that idea. And see what happens when you get creative and extend some of these new technologies into different areas. You never really know what you're going to come up with, and I think it's a beautiful thing. If only the government would step out of the way and allow these things to come to fruition. Mark, we were talking about corn subsidies in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we weren't really talking that much about corn subsidies. The caller, Mike from Texas, brought it up at the very beginning of his call. But I just quickly Googled while he was talking federal corn subsidies in the U.S., and it looks like, according to this website, farm.ewg.org, that corn subsidies in the United States from 1995 to 2011, so that's a six-year period, how much do you want to take a guess about how many dollars were spent by the government on corn subsidies?
No, but I do know there's a joke out there, and I'm not telling this joke on Bill, the caller, former caller's expense here. But I my family's from Indiana, and so I've heard farmer jokes. And as a matter of fact, they are corn farmers. Is that farmers are buried 3 feet in the ground so they can still get their hands out for the government handout even after they're dead.
Yeah.
It says that farmers take a lot of handouts.
Yep, $87.1 billion in corn subsidies from 1995 to 2011 in the U.S. of A. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Call us with whatever's on your mind.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Sunday Night Edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, hey, if you have some shopping to do on Amazon, why not do it through Free Talk Live's link? Or actually on a bunch of other sites, too. Free Talk Live has a whole shop page. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com.
The chief among them is Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably makes up the most of the Free Talk Live's...
Oh, yes.
Yes. Little spiff. And, of course, we're talking about if you enter Amazon or one of these other sites through Free Talk Live's referral link, they'll get a small percentage of the purchase price, and on Amazon it does not affect the price that you pay.
Nope, same price,
all.
The same service.
Yep, same exact thing, and all it does is just send Free Talk Live a little tip to say thanks. But those little tips add up over time, and it can help Free Talk Live grow. So shop.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You know, Mark, we started off the show talking about, and we had so many calls, which is, I love to hear from our listeners.
That's good thing.
That's great. So keep them coming. But we were talking about this article about a county in Maryland. It's Prince George's County, which is kind of near Washington, D.C. And apparently there have been a spate of vandalisms of their red light cameras. And we started talking about red light cameras. And
I thought it was in Baltimore. Oh, so it's near D.C. Okay, great.
They say, a neighbor of Washington, D.C. So, but it is in Maryland. Anyway, so basically there have been a spate of vandalisms of their cameras, their speed cameras. So what did they do? Instead of addressing the root of the issue, which is why don't people like these cameras? Why are they vandalizing them?
Yeah, the people that we serve.
They have installed another layer of cameras to watch the cameras. So, again, this is from smartplanet.com. I'm just going to skip a little bit down since we already read the very beginning of this article. They say already since April, one speed camera has been shot. Another was flipped over.
So to shoot a speed camera, is a speed camera?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't even imagine how this goes, right? I mean...
And this is supposed to be where their guns are banned, too, right?
Well, I mean, can you imagine firing a handgun outside of a car? If you certainly don't want to fire it inside of a car.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're leaning out, firing it outside of the car. I can't even imagine what that's like. I've never done any such thing, I suppose.
Never done a drive-by.
Somebody listening here has fired a handgun out of the window of a car. But what it would take to hit something in a moving car, hit a speed camera, I don't know. That's
weird.
Yeah.
You got to wonder if people had tried before and been unsuccessful.
Right. I mean, handguns aren't known for their accuracy over distance.
Right.
Are you firing a rifle out of the car? I just don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so one has been shot. Another was flipped over. Another was set on fire. And it cost between $30,000 and $100,000?
Gee whiz.
Oh, my. That's outrageous. that's like the $8 million toilet seat. How much does the Freedom Cam cost? A couple hundred bucks at most?
Yeah, a couple hundred bucks at most, yeah.
Not $30,000 or $100,000. I mean, that is just beyond the pale. this is not a technology a community wants to regularly replace. Well, the community didn't want it in the first place. They don't want to replace it, yes, but they didn't want it in the first place.
So this is all speed cameras that are getting it, not the
yes.
red light cameras? Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't know if they
have... Red light cameras are a lot smaller and a lot higher up.
Right, yeah. It's unclear whether they have red light cameras in this district, but definitely the speed cameras have not been popular. So the county is turning to some familiar technology to try to solve the problem. And this is where things start getting meta. WTOP reports, now there's a new solution, cameras to watch the cameras. One is already in place, and Prince George's County Police Major Robert V. Liberati hopes to have a dozen more before the end of the year. So I wonder if they're spending another, you know, $100,000 on the camera to watch the cameras. Just insane. Wow, says the blogger. And what will happen when someone vandalizes the camera that's watching the camera watching your car? I'm afraid to find out. Are they going to add a third camera?
Yeah, what are they going to do about that? I mean, I guess criminals aren't known for reading the newspaper and researching these kind of things. But at some point or another, people are going to figure out there's cameras watching the cameras, and then they're going to go after first. We have to get the camera, then we can get the camera. Set it on fire and cost the taxpayer another $100,000. It's not really costing the taxpayer because the taxpayer is already cost them when the camera was purchased. It's
but
the purchasing of a new one that the bureaucrats are going to demand.
Yeah, and you better believe that, like, even if they had already stolen that money from the unsuspecting people in this county, that the next year it's going to be, oh, we don't have enough money for these cameras. It's going to be anarchy. People are going to be dying in the streets.
Our bureaucrats, their pensions can't be met. I mean, they're constantly.
Yeah.
These communities just don't know how to save money.
There are a lot of places in the U.S. where they don't have speed cameras or red light cameras, and they get along just fine, you know?
My town doesn't have cops.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So this article goes on to say that this county is expected to bring in $8 million this year from the cameras, while D.C. made...
That's what it's all about, baby.
$55 million last year. $55 million. So I guess that maybe that pays for the cameras. I don't know. But even still, I mean, they're still robbing people. They're still extorting people, right? If you want to drive on our road monopoly, then you have to be subject to these cameras that can say you're speeding and then send you a bill.
I just keep going back that if there was competition in the area of roads, then you would see innovations in ways to get people to, go the proper speed limits. I'm not going to claim that there aren't people that speed. I'm not going to claim that there doesn't need to be some kind of controls in those areas. I tend to think that speed limits are set artificially low in order to increase revenue.
Wasn't there a study one time? I wanted to ask you this before, but didn't get to it. There was a study that I heard about. I think it was from Brad Jardis, who was on this show once,
okay.
And he was talking about this, where somebody did a study and basically made a histogram of all the speeds of the cars going by, and that the speed limit was actually set at the 30th percentile, so of that distribution. So what that means is that only 30% of the cars were going at or below the speed limit that they ended up posting. 70% of them were going above that speed.
Yeah, I've heard that number, but I mean, it's still artificial in the sense that what was the speed limit down the road?
Mm-hmm.
The people are, how are people reacting here?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what the proper speed is for any given road. I don't know how to even know that information.
Well, the answer is
the suggestion in most communities that there's some guys with white lab coats out there, studying the information,
yeah,
I think
right.
is absolutely ludicrous.
No.
Some government bureaucrat somewhere decides that this is what the speed limit ought to be. It's not voted on. Nobody makes a decision. They just do it.
Sometimes they do a so-called traffic study, but it's by a government contractor, right, who knows the police department.
As far as I'm concerned, they're just another government worker. If they're getting a check from the government, they're another government worker.
Yeah, I think their incentives really show that. And, I mean... Yeah, what would it be like if we didn't have those arbitrary limits? I think a lot of people are scared of that. They're scared of that possibility. But again, we don't know until we turn it over to the market, and we allow that to happen.
I think that what it's, you know, our savior in this area is going to come from technology, and that technology is going to be the driverless cars that Google and other companies are working on. I think we're just, you know, I think we're probably less than a decade from implementation of this, and that it's really going to change everything.
I think they could be implemented now.
Well, they already have some level of implementation in that area for, you know, they automatically stop and there's a problem.
They've been street tested, right, for 2 years?
Well, I'm just talking about real cars right now.
Oh, I see.
You could buy, you know, this kind of, to some level of this technology going on
already.
Yeah,
they have backup sensors, and they'll stop if there's like a kid or a dog in the back of the car.
Say that you're gaining too quickly on the car in front of you or whatever, they'll apply the brakes, whatever. So they've got little systems.
I could see how that might be dangerous too, like especially if somebody doesn't expect that, if the driver is not used to it or doesn't expect it, that could be a problem, but I don't know. I mean, how many of those technologies...
I haven't heard any accidents being reported because of these things, so I don't know.
Yeah, I will say that I find backup cameras in particular annoying because they often make noises that are very distracting. Like, I've seen newer cars that have them, and they, you know, they can be pretty distracting.
I'm not wealthy enough to know what that's like.
Neither am I, other people's cars. advertise on Free Talk Live. Help Mark buy a backup camera.
That's what I need.
But actually, I heard a news story recently saying that, oh, the government just passed something that mandated by like 2016, all new cars will have to have backup cameras.
Hmm.
And so, what that really in effect does,
Mazda Miata.
Yeah, is actually raise the price of cars for people who are poor or maybe they're buying their first car. And like you always say, Mark,
this is what all regulations do on cars, is that they just increase the level of getting into the car, the next car.
And it knocks the bottom rungs out the ladder of success.
That's
like,
right.
Like you always like to say. I really like that phrase because it's very descriptive.
Not mine. It's Dr. Mary Ruart's from Healing Our World.
Right.
And you can get it at book.freetalklive.com for free.
Oh, very nice. It's Free Talk Live. You can call us 855-450-3733. Tell us what's on your mind. You can talk about speed cameras or anything else you like. Maybe you have some speeding enforcement stories. That would be interesting to know. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.